اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا زنى العبد خرج منه الإيمان فكان فوق رأسه كالظلة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected Ulama Ikram, brothers and elders. In Surah Furqan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about His special servants, wa ibadur Rahman, the true slaves and servants of Rahman, the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, people who are truly devoted to Allah Ta'ala. So there's a lengthy description about these people, what qualities they have in their lives, and what are the salient features about them, etc. So in this, one of the ayat that relate to the qualities of these people, what are the salient aspects in their lives, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. They don't commit any shirk. That is the bottom line, that they are people of tawheed, they believe in Allah alone, and don't ascribe any partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In any way, in the being of Allah ta'ala, in the exclusive attributes of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala alone is ar-razzaq, Allah grants rizq, Allah is the one who gives life and death, Allah is the one who gives sickness and cure, Allah alone grants children, all the things are from Allah alone. So this is the foundation of tawheed. And then Allah says, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. They never ever commit murder. So it's highlighting certain aspects. Obviously the foundation is iman. Without iman, nothing counts. So number one is iman. And then they don't ever commit murder, because this is a deed that is described in the Quran Sharif. A person committing one murder, then it is فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. The crime is so serious, it is as if he has killed all of humanity. So in any case, this is the second aspect. And the third aspect, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And they don't commit zina. Now this is just highlighting the most important and salient features in the mu'min's life. The person who is a true servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obviously his foundation is iman, never ever commits murder. And the third thing mentioned in this ayat alongside these two aspects is, doesn't ever commit zina. And then further Allah says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. And anybody who will get involved in these aspects, then he'll face the consequences of it. And the consequences, one is the akhirat, which is the worst disaster that can come upon a person, that he gets caught in the azab of akhirat. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. That the punishment will be doubled for him in the hereafter. And a very disgraceful way he will remain in it. But Allah Ta'ala has opened the door of tawbah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. The one who makes sincere tawbah, and he turns back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, iman, amal saliha, Allah will forgive him. But he must come back quickly, because there's no guarantee of life. So now the third aspect mentioned in this, that highlights the quality of a mu'min. So every mu'min is a servant of Allah ta'ala. Every mu'min, he is his life, his wealth, his very being, everything is for Allah ta'ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. He's living and dying for Allah alone. So when everything is for Allah ta'ala, he submits himself entirely to the command of Allah ta'ala. And he doesn't follow his own desires, what he wants to do and how he wants to. He follows what Allah tells him, what Allah has commanded, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed to him, that this is the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And among that is a very great highlight, that he will never ever come even close to zina, because it's a terribly serious deed. So in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't even get close to zina. So there's two aspects in this one line, one part of this ayat. There's two injunctions, or two prohibitions rather. The two prohibitions, one is don't ever commit zina. But not only that, don't even get to any of the things that lead to it. Don't get into any situation that leads to this vile and terrible deed. Why? Because one is, we just discussed a bit of the aspect of the akhirat, but together with that, the most disastrous consequences are on a person's deen and iman. In the hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a person indulges in this vile deed, إِذَا زَنَ الْعَبْدِ خَرَجَ مِنْهُ الْإِيمَانِ. When a person commits zina, his iman leaves him. His iman leaves him at that time. It hovers around. If he stops this vile deed, it will return to him. And Allah forbid, if he dies in that condition, Allah knows how he dies. This is how severe deen has viewed this, that iman can't remain with him at that time. Like a person is disgusted about something, say, I can't go near this place. So disgusting. So iman is saying, I'm so disgusted about this, I can't stay with the person for that while. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Now this is only one hadith of many, many ahadith that highlight the evil of this. One hadith, it is stated that the heavens and the earth curse the person. If the heavens and the earth are cursing somebody, what can go right in his life? And now we're crying about what is going wrong in our life. Let's put the wrong right. And turn to Allah Ta'ala, the door of Tawbah is open, but time is, we have no idea about the next moment. The time for Tawbah is now. So this is such a major issue that Allah Ta'ala hasn't just forbidden the actual vile deed of zina, but even all the avenues that lead to it. And therefore Allah has given us the means of protecting oneself. The first line of protection, the Quran Sharif says, before getting to those aspects of the protection, just to complete this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even get close to it. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. This is an extremely vile deed. فَاحِشَا كَبِيرَةٌ فِي غَايَةِ الْقُبْحِ. A major sin which is at the height of evil. A major sin, but that too now, this categories. This is at the height of the evil. The height of disgust. And Allah says, وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. It is a very, very evil path and a path of destruction. Very evil path because it destroys a lot of things. It can destroy a person's iman. It will plunge his heart in terrible darkness. It will kill all the zeal of goodness. His heart will not be inclined towards righteousness anymore. Except he makes sincere tawbah, makes amends, comes back to Allah Ta'ala, washes that heart with the tears of sincere repentance. It destroys a person's deen. It destroys his akhirat unless he makes tawbah. It destroys his dunya also. That a person gets caught up in these kind of things, this type of lifestyle, then it will shatter his peace. He'll be chasing after some temporary thrill, but he'll have no peace in his life. You can write it down. He'll have no peace in his life. And in order to try to overcome the misery, Shaitan will take him in that cycle again. That deception, the same deception. But such a person will destroy the peace of his life. He'll destroy his family. Because he'll get exposed somewhere. Now he'll bring about major problems. There'll be fights and arguments. And then he'll destroy innocent children in the process. Because when that home gets torn apart, then those innocent children also will get destroyed in the process. It destroys the purity of entire communities. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, when he was appointed the Khalifa, in the first khutbah that he gave. The first khutbah he gave after being appointed the Khalifa. Now this is an inaugural address, first khutbah. Now what will be highlighted in terms of now how the things are going to be run and so on. He highlighted many things. Among the things he highlighted, إِذَا زَهَرَ الزِّنَا وَالْرِبَى فِي قَوْمٍ فَقَدْ أَحَلُّوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. That when zina and interest become common in a community, indulgence in interest, taking, giving, whatever level, and zina, whichever level, he says when this becomes rife in a community, فَقَدْ أَحَلُّوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. They have brought upon themselves the azab of Allah Ta'ala. They will draw it down. Allah protect us. That these are not things for just knowledge purposes. It's things to take to heart and to change our lives. The knowledge is an essential part, but it doesn't stop there. It's to educate ourselves for amal. So in any case, Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلَ. It's a very, very evil path. It creates so much of destruction. Destruction of dunya, destruction of akhirat, becomes a means of widespread disease. How many people succumb to these diseases eventually? Allah forbid. So in any case, Allah Ta'ala has provided the safeguards. Like there's some very great danger somewhere, some deep cliff somewhere, so long before that there'll be boundaries. Don't even get close to this. Otherwise, Allah forbid, you can fall over. The first boundary Allah has placed, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. The first barricade, the first barrier from falling over, and the first safeguard Allah has given us, say to the believing men to lower their gazes. And when they will lower their gazes, alongside Allah says, and protect their chastity. This lowering their gaze, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. This is purer for them. Somebody says, my heart is very clean. So Allah Ta'ala didn't know our heart is very clean. Allah still gave us a command, lower the gaze. Allah's command is Allah's command. These are all just cover-up tactics. Say, no, my heart is clean. I don't have any evil. Evil will come in the heart. So Allah is saying, keep the gaze low. Don't look at anybody who is not permissible to look at. And who is not permissible to look at? Any non-mahram. Such a woman with whom nikah is not permissible. That is a mahram. So those maharim, a person's mother, his sister, his daughter, and other blood relatives, Allah has made it permissible to interact with them, to talk to them. And besides that, all non-mahrams. So Allah is saying, keep the gaze low. And this is such a command which Allah addresses the men separately, addresses the woman separately in the ayat that follows. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. So first safeguard. Why? Because in the Hadith Sharif, Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, النَّظْرُ سَهَمٌ مِّنْ سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسَ مَسْمُومٌ. That this haram glance, whether it is looking at somebody that's not permitted to look, whether that glance that is stuck on that screen of the phone, and where shaitan has become so smart that all the vices that people had to go far and wide to do, he's brought it all in one screen. And at the press of one button. So now that, whether that haram, or wherever the person is misusing his gaze, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, Hadith, some glance is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Min sihami iblis a masmoom. That in other words, every haram glance is shooting the poison of shaitan in the heart. And as a result, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour of haram the person is involved in, what extent of shaitani poison has permeated that heart? So the spirituality, the ruhaniyat, the spiritual feeling in the heart is all dead with shaitan's poison. Now to pick up the Quran Sharif, very difficult. But to hold that phone in the palm for 10 hours, 5 hours also, carry on, no problem. To walk to some distant place for haram will become easy. But to walk a few meters down the road to the masjid sometimes becomes too difficult, impossible. So why? because of the poison of shaitan in the heart. And that poison kills what? It kills all the good things. He now has got no feeling towards his own wife. He's only got feeling for haram. The reason? Because his heart is filled with haram. His heart is filled with the poison of shaitan. So it kills the feeling towards goodness, towards what Allah has made halal. So now he's all the time feeling, he says, very claustrophobic in the four walls of his own home. All the amenities and luxuries and facilities, everything is there. But his heart is in haram somewhere else. So he's got no peace where Allah has made that place for peace. But now he mustn't put fire in the place of peace. So this is the first safeguard Allah placed. Look after the gaze. Then together with that, Allah Ta'ala has prohibited interaction and seclusion with any non-mahram. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. The Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala commands the Sahaba, regarding whom? Regarding the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the Ummah, the chaste and noble wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This manner of address to the Sahaba about the Azwajul Mutahharat is to leave no excuse for anyone till Qiyamah. These were the purest people of the Ummah. And they were the people who were the example that the Quran Sharif presented to the Ummah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. Bring iman like them, like the Sahaba. Their iman was a criterion, was a yardstick to judge our iman. But Allah used them as the example to give us the lesson. That look, if I'm addressing the Sahaba of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Azwajul Mutahharat, where you stand in the 20th century especially. Allah Ta'ala says to the Sahaba, if you have to ask something of the Azwajul Mutahharat, some need, then فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ, behind this veil and curtain, not directly. Why? This is purer for you and for purer for your hearts and their hearts. Now somebody comes in the 20th century, say, my heart is very clean. No, the heart will get very dirty. So this is the next safeguard. And therefore in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so one is this hijab. And together with that, no seclusion of any level. Whether the seclusion is in a home, in a business, in an office, in a car. No, I was just giving her a lift. It's a work-related journey this was. Shaitan is also doing his work. Because in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا خَلَى رَجُلٌ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ إِلَّا كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ ثَالِثَهُمَا. When a man and woman are in seclusion, such men and women, it is impermissible for them to be in seclusion, a non-mahram, then the third person present is shaitan. So shaitan is also doing his job. And shaitan has torn many families apart in this manner, by getting people involved in vile deeds. So the Shariat has come for our protection. But when the laws of Allah Ta'ala are trampled, then we trample our own peace. We trample our dunya. Allah forbid we trample our akhirat. So the solution is to come back to the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah has kept the door of Tawbah open, but we cannot play around with deen. I'll see later. I'll sort it out. Ramzan is not far off. We don't have any idea whether we'll see tonight alive. So the time is to make Tawbah, sincere Tawbah, and come back to Allah Ta'ala. Sort out the issues in our lives. Stay within the safeguards that deen has given. Don't cross the barriers of deen. Because when a person will cross the barriers of deen, then he's putting himself at the cliff edge. One gust can sometimes drop him. Shaitan will just, one gust of shaitan will drop him into terrible deeds. So therefore Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا. Don't even get close to it. Stay miles apart. Miles away from it. Because you come too close, it's very dangerous. And that danger a person can fall in a moment. So these are the lessons that Allah Ta'ala has given us in the Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted to us that we need to become closer to Allah Ta'ala, become Ibadur Rahman, the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants us to succeed, wants us to have the goodness of life. Allah Ta'ala wants every home, wants us to have our homes places of peace. Allah wants us to have that enjoyment in our marriages. But just as a person wants his son to thrive, he wants him to prosper, he wants him to have a good future, we tell him, look, these are all the pitfalls. This kind of company, don't ever go close to it. Don't touch drugs, because you'll destroy your entire future. Don't do this and do that. Allah has already given us all this, what's going to destroy us? But Allah wants us to succeed. Succeed in dunya also, and most importantly to succeed in akhirat. Allah Ta'ala wants us to have that peace, that serenity. Allah said, don't commit these deeds, don't get close to it also. Because you get close to fire, you are very probably going to get burned. You play with matches, tell the child, don't play with that matches. If you play with matches, you'll get burned. We're all like children with those phones in our hands. We're all like little kids. When it comes to many of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, with that smartphone, Allah forbid, we're not smart at all in terms of our deen, protecting our dunya also. We become like little kids. When we dabble with the matches, the child doesn't know how to use it correctly. It's playing, gets burned. Let us not take chances. Our whole akhirah depends on this. Even our dunya depends on it. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.